All right. Good morning, folks. Rick here. How are we doing this fine and glorious Monday?
Woo! Fabulous.
Okay. Unfortunately, I just had to mute everybody just to make the call actually more quiet. Ava, if you could hit star 6 on your phone, that would be great. Star 6, and then we can all hear you. Let me know when you've done that, please.
Me?
There you are. Okay, good.
Yay.
All right, hold on one second there. I just want to give a quick commercial, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, I am in Arizona all week. Obviously, this is Rick. Today's what, the 4th? And we are doing success series all week, okay, at the Carolyn office. As a matter of fact, Ava is my interview this afternoon as well. And I will be at the Goodyear office this morning at their office meeting and then at North Scottsdale tomorrow. Okay, then I got Carolyn Friday morning as well. All right, folks, we are very lucky today to have the awesome Ava Guanzon from the Carolyn office in Arizona. Ava, why don't you take a minute, introduce yourself, tell them a little about yourself, what you do with the company, all that good stuff, please.
All right, so my name is Ava. I am based out of the Scottsdale office, out of the corporate office in the Carolyn branch, and I am the marketing coordinator. I work directly under Maria Hill, and I'm just one of the many members of the marketing team that you guys have access to. I actually started with the company about 4 years ago, and I actually started out at the front desk in the front line. So some of you may have seen me over the years up there, but just recently in the past 3 years, I have taken over the marketing position out here. So I actually am in your offices, in Arizona at least, once a month, going over specific tools, and you guys can also set up one-on-one appointments with me in regards to your branding, any tools or questions that you may have or ideas that you need. So I'm completely available to you guys to reach out for one-on-ones as well.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, we have such a great marketing team with Maria, Dan the Man, and the whole crew, everybody in our different markets and so forth, too. The agents are really lucky to have a great group like you guys. So awesome. So, Ava, tell them, why don't we, because, look, I'm an agent. I'm with the company. And one of the things that I talk to them all the time is, look, you guys have the best brand on the planet, so use it. So give them a little tidbits on some of the stuff that we have. I think it'd be really good for them to hear as far as company tools and what they should be using, social media, the whole gamut. Give them an idea of what they should be using, please.
Right. So I always have my top three, so I'll kind of go over those. The first one obviously would be Buy Side, which is actually our number one lead generator. Tri-State, you guys have the opportunity to essentially grab buyers and pre-market your listings to your company's agents and potentially have listings go under contract before they're active. It also gives you the opportunity to market yourself through your own unique home valuation site where you can actually capture leads through social media, your email signature. There's print postcards and design in there for you guys to share. The second thing would be the mobile app, which you all should have downloaded on your phone. I think this one is kind of underrated, I think. Most people don't have it downloaded, so if you want to get the mobile app downloaded on your phone, it's personalized to you. Every listing associated in the MLS will be associated with you as well, but you just go into the VAC under Mobility RE and download it. This is a great way that you guys can use basically to give someone something of value and basically capture someone's information. So it's like your digital business card. A lot of agents use this for open houses or even door knocking, being able to give the public access to the MLS. It's a really easy, nice way for you guys to share your information while capturing someone else's. That way you can actually download it into your database, start drip campaigns, and it allows you to actually see the public's activity on your app. So if you have a client that's really looking in a specific area or maybe someone who walks into an open house, you can get to know them and see what they're looking for, and potentially, you know, have them as a client or list their house or get them in your database. Now, the third thing is going to be the National Resource Center. So they actually, since the topic, you know, these days is a lot about social media, they actually added a handful of social media templates for you guys. Now, like Rick mentioned, you guys have this Berkshire Hathaway brand. You want to use that. You want to promote it. The Resource Center allows you to have access to thousands of templates that are Berkshire Hathaway branded, but you yourself can also add your branding in there, so your information and your photos. So you can kind of brand yourself within the Berkshire Hathaway brand. But they just added social media templates for you guys for Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, for open houses and listings. Now, the cool thing about this is it makes your life really easy, because all you have to do is, if you're listing, you can actually link up your MLS to the Resource Center, and it'll auto-populate these templates for you. Now, some of you are probably like, you know, maybe I don't have a listing right now. Maybe I'm not hosting an open house this weekend. There's actually a Market Yourself section that's purely all lead generating. There's buy-side tools in there, as well as different farming campaigns that you guys can use and start using to get the word out. Or even if you're new with Berkshire Hathaway, there are announcements in there that you can go ahead and send out to your sphere, your SOI. But the great benefits about the Resource Center is with one piece, so instead of just printing a flyer and handing it out or door knocking with it, it allows you to post it on Facebook. You can post it on LinkedIn. It allows you to actually promote it in multiple different avenues than just that hard cover printed material.
Awesome. Yeah, the Resource Center has so many tools. All right, so I love the fact that you you broke it down to the top three. Before I detail each one, are there any else that you want to throw in there just for so they have an idea, any other than those three that you think are?
One thing, too, I guess that not many people know is we actually have a whole in-house graphic design team. So in addition to, you know, your Resource Center, your farming flyers that are in your VAC that we send out every quarter to you, you actually have access to our in-house graphic design team if you're ever looking for your own farming pieces or your own templates even. We also do logo design. So if you're looking for something kind of outside of the box or more personal to you, we always have that graphic design team that can back you and create as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and I always tell, you know, like, you know me, my everything to me is an excuse to prospect, okay? So, like, for instance, let's detail these a little further. Buy side. So, like Eric Sein, okay, in mm-hmm. Arizona, the Goodyear office, how he uses buy side to as a prospecting tool. He takes old expireds, he runs a buy-side report for them, okay, and he delivers it to their home, okay? So buy-side itself is a great prospecting tool. But also, Ava, can't they set up buy-side so people can actually go in and set themselves up too? Isn't there a way to do that as well?
Yes, so buy-side, they allows them to actually sign up and receive that report monthly. So the general public, when they visit your home valuation site, they just put in their address. So you don't necessarily know who lives there, their email address, or their phone number. But there's always a prompt there on that screen that will allow them to sign up and receive that report monthly. Now, recently, a lot of agents have been using the BMA report, and that's that tab in buy side for you to run these, just like Eric, where he door knocks. But they've been using it for door knocking open houses, too, and their new listings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if someone doesn't answer the door, instead of leaving that whole report, because the whole point of that report is to actually have that face-to-face conversation, they'll pull one of those marketing flyers in the farming flyer section in the VAC and write a handwritten note and let them know, you know, sorry, I missed you, I'll be back, or something along those lines so they can expect them in the future. But that BMA report can be utilized in so many different ways, I think. So just like you said, FSBOs, even expireds, canceled, or even just promoting your own listing. Because if you walk around the neighborhood inviting people to your open house, but you're giving them that BMA report tailored to them, if that, you know, listing closes in 2 days, obviously you'll be top of mind because you actually took the time and ran that report specifically for each individual in that neighborhood.
Right, exactly right. And that's what I'm talking about is, for, yeah, and you just hit it too, for sale by owners. So I'm having an open house in my farm, okay? And I've done my research, so I know, okay, there's in my farm of 1,000 homes, there's 7 homes that were on the market in the last 2 years that didn't sell. So as I go door knocking for my open house, I could specifically print a buy-side report, BMA report, for each one of those. And there's, look, there's 3 FSBOs. I could also, so these are the things I teach them at Success Center too, so it's good that they understand. And now I'm just a little confused because I'm not a computer guy, but if I want people to be able to set up buy side themselves from my marketing, how do I do that? Is it a tab? Is it a link to follow?
So there's multiple different ways. In buy side, you actually have your own marketing tab, which allows you to market that home valuation site in multiple different ways. So you actually get your own URL. Now, it is kind of long, so a good tip is to actually go to GoDaddy and buy your own unique URL for your home valuation site, and we will actually link it up for you. So that way, you know, it's avashomevalue.com. That way you can put that on your postcards, your flyers. They allow you to add a link to your email signature, but you also get a social media post from that marketing section where it's already generated for you. So if you're not social media friendly, if, you know, you're looking for templates, BuySide actually already just gives you one that you can automatically just hit the little share to Facebook button. Or even LinkedIn, and it will automatically populate that over to your social media account for you.
All right, good. All right, I learned something today, too. That's awesome. I love that. I love that. So you can get your own GoDaddy name, register it, and then you have a shorter link. That's a great idea. I never even thought of that. Good.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're doing farming cards, then it's way easier for them to access that URL.
And your business card, too. I think it's great. Perfect. Okay, good. So that's just a couple ways. I personally would use the buy-side report as a massive prospecting tool around my active open houses, in my farm, old expireds, for sale by owners. I mean, there's so many ways you can use that. It's not just an awesome tool, you know, to show people a report. It's also a unbelievable prospecting tool, okay? Now, so anything else you want to add about buy-side before I move on to Mobility RE?
Buy side, also with the BMA report, I would never leave the house without running one of those before you guys go on a listing presentation. Because obviously you're going into those presentations where, you know, they're mainly asking you, how are you going to grab these buyers or how are you going to get me buyers? If you already come into that presentation with, you know, a handful, maybe 12 buyers, that's just going to set you apart from the rest and kind of give you a leg up in your presentation.
All right, it's like American Express. Don't leave home without it. All right, cool, Ava. I love it. I love it. Wow, wow, really good stuff so far this morning, too. Awesome. Okay, so now Mobility RE. Now, obviously, as you know, everything's an excuse to prospect for me. I think Mobility RE is the most covert, awesome, semi-stalker tool for, like, open houses, or I'm at the supermarket, or like you said it perfectly too, it's like MLS. That's what I call it. Would you like MLS on your phone? You come to my open house, I don't care whether you filled out the sign-in sheet or not, before you leave I'm going to say, you know, I always teach them, repeat why they're there. Oh, so you live over on Oak Street, you're looking to downsize, you know, you've been there 20 years, you're looking for an ex, whatever it is, and then you say, would you like MLS on your phone? And then you get their cell phone number. So that's just one of the things I would definitely use that for. Any other things that you could think of, Ava, as far as Mobility RE and how they can use it as a prospecting tool, a social media tool, any of those?
Yeah, so you actually have on the mobile app itself, there is a button. It's called the Home Alert button. It actually allows people, you can either set it up for them through the back end, or they can set it up themselves. But it will actually text them depending on, you know, the area that they want to live in, the price range, square feet, all of that information. It'll actually text them when new listings and new price changes happen within that specific area. So, and you know, it's not just for buyers, it could be for sellers too. Maybe they want to know what's going on in their neighborhood. That gives you the opportunity to utilize the app in a different way. Like, obviously they'll have MLS on their phone, but they can also see what's going on in their area as well and get instant notifications on it. But I mean, obviously the main thing is, you know, people are on Zillow, people are on Hotpads or Trulia.
Right.
You want to draw people over to your brand and to you. So it's more of a personal touch as far as the mobile app goes, because it's tailored to you. You are the only person on the other end of that app. So instead of them inquiring and having XYZ agent reach out, they know that it's you on the other end. So you also want to make sure that you explain that to them too, that it's not just some generic app, it's actually you behind it.
Right. Right, and it's like, you know, when people always ask me, it's success series, what if they say they're on Zillow? And well, okay, so look, Zillow are Zillow values, okay? They're Zillow, you know, it's a Zillow-branded app that has Zillow opinion values. This has MLS information. So that's, to me, that's a gigantic difference.
Right, and with Zillow, they're actually through, you know, multiple different feeds. So like we all know, it's
right.
Not always accurate. With your mobile app, it's directly linked to your MLS number. So it truly is instant. When listings close and when listings go active, it automatically updates on the app.
That's awesome. That's such an awesome app. And to me, it's all in the presentation. You know, like we have tremendous tools, a tremendous name brand, tremendous marketing, obviously, department with Maria, yourself, and the whole crew. But at the same time, it takes, you know, it takes presentation, it takes application, and so forth. So good stuff. Anything else before I move on to the resource center that you want to mention about Mobility RE?
I think the only thing I didn't mention is the back end to the dashboard. You can all find that on your VAC under the Mobility RE tab. And these actual top three things that we're talking about today are the first three things in your VAC on the right-hand side in those Cabernet little rectangles. But Mobility RE, you guys, when you share, you can actually see the you know, their activity, what they're looking at, their favorites. So definitely would drop into that dashboard once you start sharing it to see how much activity you're getting from those, from that app.
All right, cool. I love it. I love it. And how they can share it with all their friends and family. And, you know, it really gives you their information too, which is really nice.
Yes, yes, exactly.
All right, cool. All right. So, and you know what? I just while we're on apps, why don't we just throw in, just give them a little commercial on Videolicious at the same time, because I think that app is awesome.
Yeah, so Videolicious, obviously video is taking over, especially, you know, the social media side of things. People tend to stop and watch videos, and obviously, you know, you have a lot more to say in a video than just written down words. You're able to capture people's attention. Videolicious is actually also in the National Resource Center under Marketing Resource. It's right under Video Creation, and what Videolicious does is, you know, if you're not, you know, a production type person, or you know, you're not very video friendly, you're not an editor, Videolicious allows you guys to record it straight from your phone, and it'll actually give you those bumpers. And so those bumpers, what I mean is an introduction with the Berkshire Hathaway logo and an outro with that Berkshire Hathaway logo and disclaimer, where you're actually able to add music, transitions, maybe even photos of your open house you can add in there. But that allows you to use those to post on social media. You can actually add them to your website as well if you actually have, you know, a video-enabled template, which we have in the site builder. But it allows you to basically create your own videos for free. So this is a free tool where you can download right to your phone. You'll just have to do that straight from the National Resource Center. But you can go ahead and edit and share those right from your device instantly.
Absolutely. You know, and you said a couple, a really, a lot of great things there too. And one of the things that you said early on is, even if you're not into social media, and I'm still talking to a lot of people today that say, oh, it's not me. Okay, let me just help you with this, folks. In real estate today, saying I'm not into social media is like saying, yeah, you know what, I'm really not into oxygen. You know, gravity, not for me. It doesn't even make sense today to say stuff like that. And you're talking to somebody who used to make fun of social media up until four years ago. So I totally get it. But once you get involved in it, it definitely helps. So awesome, Ava. Okay, so let's see. Now, I mean, the resource center is so giganda that there's so many areas. Like, I'll give them an example. My Saturday email, Maria set me right up with that template I use that Michelle uses is right out of the resource center. So there's so many goodies in there. You're going to do a blog. If you're going to do all kinds of different things, but go ahead, give them some tidbits on that resource center, please.
So with the resource center, like I said earlier, there's thousands of templates in there. So obviously it could be a little bit overwhelming, but very beginning, right when you go into marketing resource from the BHHS National Resource Center, it breaks it down for you. So it actually says, you know, what do I want to do? Do I want to market a property? Do I want to market myself? Or do I have something special like a luxury listing? You'll be able to select either of those categories. And say you wanted to do, you know, market yourself. There's pre-written out newsletters. That luxury newsletter that we actually send out company-wide every third week of the month, that newsletter is in there for you to go ahead and share. Like we keep talking about, social media, there's graphics, also images that are already created for you, and then the just listed open house images that you guys can actually fill yourself and post to social media. But from all of those templates, like I said, you can actually print, you can download, you can share to Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or embed it in a link. Maybe you have your own blog somewhere that you want to insert that into, or add something to your web page. It gives you those links to embed to your website as well. But with social media, obviously, you don't want to completely, you know, push it to the side. The National Resource Center, and you don't want to be afraid of social media either. The National Resource Center definitely helps you in finding that content that you can push out. That's not just open house, just listed all the time, but more, you know, farming related. Like I said, buy side. You have there's happy 4th of July even in there. A happy 1 year in your new home even in there that you guys can download and share and add to your arsenal of marketing materials. So it's really user friendly. And like I said, I always sit down with agents. We can always sit down one on one. But I also cover this, and I'm actually going to be covering the social media side of it this month in all the Arizona branches. So be sure to put that on your calendar when you see me on your office calendars. But the National Resource Center is so awesome and so user-friendly, and definitely will make your lives easier as far as, you know, if you're just starting out with social media. It gives you the templates and it gives you the content. All you have to do is share it.
Right, and that Riz, and I really appreciate it. That's great stuff. That Riz Marketing, RIS, is that from the Resource Center or is that from the VAC?
Yeah, so the social media resource, it's powered by Riz Media, is through National Resource Center. So it's its own little button. You'll see it right when you click BHHS National Resource Center, but it'll say social media resource. And that is just another tool that we have, and it's a free tool. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Riz Media, it's actually like the powerhouse behind Real Estate Magazine, which I'm pretty sure Gino and Chris were on the cover last month, or this current issue they're on the cover.
Yeah, I saw them. It's great.
But they, in the National Resource Center, that social media resource button actually will give you the opportunity to select, you know, every Tuesday, I want a industry-related article to post to my social media account. That will automatically allow you to link up your Facebook, Twitter, or your LinkedIn, and every Tuesday the system will post on your behalf a specific real estate article. Now, the cool thing about these articles, and for those of you who may have used Engage 121 in the past, it's actually branded to you as well. So when you are sharing those articles when the public actually clicks on them, you're actually going to have your branding on the right-hand side. So it'll have your photo, a link to your website. You can even link your listings. But instead of, you know, posting articles from, you know, realtor.com and maybe losing that branding, or maybe some other agent is running an ad on that website, this will allow you to keep it all in one spot and keep it, you know, tailored to you specifically. But that, and also, you know, if you want to maybe post more, it allows you to do that. You actually get emails every morning from Social Media Resource with about 4 articles that you can share yourself.
Okay. Awesome. And I just want to point out, too, whether you're in Arizona with Awesome Ava or Nevada or California, you have access to your marketing person to help you with all this stuff. And I love what you said, Ava. I will meet with you one-on-one, and that is so important. So, you know, you heard a lot of good stuff. And let's face it, guys, most of what Ava said is in your VAC. Then the Resource Center is kind of like the bonus stuff, but there's obviously a lot of good stuff in there. And you can't drink out of a fire hose. So just decide, you know, hey, look, I need to get better at this, or I need to start using that. And, you know, the people in your market will definitely help you out. All right. Awesome, Ava. Now, anything, any closing goodies you want to give them before we call it a day? Because we got about 2.5 minutes left. Anything you want to add?
On that note of, you know, drinking out of a fire hose, obviously we have so many tools, and this is just a little, you know, intro to our tools. But just like you said, kind of find one tool that you're comfortable with and run with it. Like Eric, for example. He, you know, was comfortable with BuySide. That was something easy to use. So he did that, ran with it, and I think had, you know, over 19 transactions in his first year. So you always kind of want to pick one. Maybe, you know, the mobile app. Maybe you're a door knocker. Just go ahead and add that to add BuySide, the BMA report, or your mobile app to that, you know, schedule of what you do every day. And you'll definitely start seeing a difference. So you don't have to master all of these to be successful. Just take one at a time, master it, move on to the next one.
And you're absolutely right, because and I could give other examples, but he's a perfect example, because pretty much all he did was new and old expireds with the BuySide report. That was his laser focus. Took 23 listings and had 19 closings in his first year, And then we have another example in Nevada. She did 27 closings her first year doing the same type of thing, but laser focusing on a few things. So if you decide what lead sources you're going to do and then link it up with the company tools, okay, and social media is made almost automatic for you by some of the stuff that Ava just went over, but it always requires personal touch. Like I do videos and I do things like that. But, you know, Ava, as I joke with them, in order to do videos, then you'll have to change the picture on your marketing, because you can't use your high school glamour shot and then do live videos from today. I love agents. Woo! All right. Well, Ava, awesome. Thank you very much. Ava Guanzon, soon to be Heath. All right.
Yes, soon to be Heath, like the Heath Bar.
That's right. Like the Heath Bar. Okay, so I'm looking forward to seeing you today at 3:32. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and have an awesome week. Ava, you're the best. Thanks for being on today. And we'll do this again soon, and I'll see you this afternoon. Woo!
All right,
we'll
see you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.